Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's something kind of interesting, and I've always enjoyed this album. She has two albums out that I know of, Jen Chapin. This first one was Steve Crump. It's string bass and vocals, and it's kind of avant-garde vocals in a way, but not so that you'd like say, wow, this person's way, way, way out in left field. They're kind of left of center field. But it's a great idea and a great combination, and wonderful upright bass work on this album. Jen Chapin and Steve Crump. The song is called Portrait.
A picture of yourself, and then you hang it on the wall for all to see. Including me. Flashing color portrait meant to make the critics frown. I pull it down. I pull it down. Put it in my gallery. And I like to wash your down. Won't you pour them on me till I drown? Now that I've found you, find me. Won't you surround me? Invite me in, then you turn me out. Well, you paint my canvas shades of doubt, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Now, I guess I could say that this time is only madness, that someday your portrait will fade to gray, but I don't know. Still, for now, I'll say that I you pour them on me till I drown. Now that I've found you, find me. Won't you surround me? Oh, surround me.
I think that is really cool. I think this whole album is really cool. It's a very interesting album. Jen Chapin and Steve Crump. I'm going to play one more. Why not? This one's called Gold. And it goes like this. Thank you.
was sitting empty-handed with a secret smile, and she said, well, I got gold and it shines in dark places.
I didn't remember my dreams. I might go to movies more often. I'd watch policiers, film noir, psychological thrillers, where somebody knows what somebody doesn't. Story lets trust bleed suspicion, till there's terrible language, a violent soundtrack, and a sigh. If I didn't remember my dreams, I could sit in the dark with a critic's detachment. But in dreams, the terror on the screen comes back, and I am cast in the lead. The stories are strange, but the feelings are familiar and deep, and still true when I wake trembling and alone. Remember my dreams, same way that I am alone. Remember you, now you're gone. Gone, never seen again, just a flash across the screen. Once you knew something I didn't, suspicion bleeding the truth from deception. I am never more terrified or more in love as when I dream of you. Last night I went to a subtitle had suspicion. He died dreaming the words she whispered. Then I went home, I fell asleep in my bed, and I dreamed you had a secret.
Annie Gallup. This is from her latest album called 5 Points. Annie Gallup has been around for a long time, and I remember, I think her first album came out, oh, I don't know, in 87 maybe, 88, right in there. And she lived on Bainbridge Island, and I believe she lives in California now. And she still comes up with poetry. She sings some, and then sometimes she talks her poetry. Annie Gallup. And it's pretty meditative stuff. It's wonderful stuff. And she's an awesome person to hang out with. And I haven't actually spoken with her now for quite a few years. We did a gig together in the Tri-Cities. It was probably not the best package because I'm not nearly as introspective as Annie Gallup is. But then again, you know, it was just a neat time. She's a pretty refreshing person, Annie Gallup. Oh, my gosh. So let's play one more from Annie Gallup, and then we'll go into Steve McFessel. We'll kind of get out of this sort of poet thing and do something different. All righty? This is All My Lovers, Annie Gallup. Wrong thing. This is All My Annie Gallup.
On this night flight to New Orleans, there's a stranger on the aisle who has hands like yours. He's holding a copy of the same magazine that you left on the nightstand, open to where the page was missing. You said, Jane, bless her heart, makes me cards with pictures she tears from magazines of couples kissing. Yeah, he's sweet, yeah, I love her. But oh, Vanity Fair cover to cover. Somewhere above Texas, when the cabin is dark, there are stars in a glittering city we are flying over. Stranger on the aisle sighs in his sleep just like a child. Then he turns and rests his head on my shoulder. Scent the vanilla. Too familiar to be so wrong, wrong, wrong. I wish this moment would just go on and on. I wish he was the one I wanted. I wish he were free to be my lover. Vanity Fair, cover to cover. If this flight is over soon, that will not mean it never mattered. A stranger on the aisle will wake with a start, and I'll look out the window, give the moment some grace. Then after time goes by, Davis, and this airplane lands, I will remember you in Vegas just like a stranger with your hands. And that's all. But oh, the secret way we knew each other, ooh, Vanity Fair, cover to cover. Thank you.
streets of a high desert town. The chill of the night turns September around, and I think of the words that I couldn't say. Whoa, beautiful skies, won't you take me away? Seems like there's 10,000 reasons to pack up and leave, but there's still just a few things that won't let me be. Like the love for a woman in this high desert town, and these beautiful skies and the peace that I found. Well, it's 12:15 and the music still flows down from old Bronco Billy's, the reverie crows. And I know she's asleep, her hair long and gold, under beautiful skies I bury my soul. Reminds me we all live outside of town.
But they argued with each other. They saw through the other's jive. They knew how to twist the knives. They were
shirts on fresh cut grass. We flocked to the first day of class. Not much work and easy pass. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know is something broke when brother Antonina spoke. When brother Antonina spoke, a huge man in a buckskin shirt, his skin the shade of ancient earth, wove his tears into open verse that flowed like blood from the poet's birth. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know is something broke when brother Antonina spoke. When brother Antonina spoke. When brother Antonina spoke, we were innocent. We fled at the first sign of spring. He was lenient. He freely gave his offering. Didn't ask for anything. He didn't want a thing. Friend. friends left while our fortunes grew. Time erased the things we knew. I must confess that I sold his truth for a beer and a laugh or two. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice still haunts my past. All I know is something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. Some days while I work my wage, I hold his words and turn the page, and drink the wine from the wise old sage, who come to think was just my age. God knows days run fast. The poet's voice is all that lasts. All I know, something broke when Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina spoke. When Brother Antonina come quickly. It takes some time for them to grow. I've seen trees that bloom in springtime, and then there's some that bloom in snow. Tall trees keep their color winter, spring, summer, fall.
Like this bloom found within us, it's ours to keep and tend and grow.
every season may discover just how tall a tree will grow. Don't go running like a child across the meadow, afraid of you. Like the tall trees around us, whenever you are here, this is home.
There'll be times for sure when you'll feel lost, and there'll be times when I won't see that clear. But we found this bridge that we can walk across.
Like a child across the meadow, afraid that you will always be alone. I'll be waiting like the tall trees around us. Whenever you are here, this is home. Whenever you are here, this is home.
Here, this is home. Steve McFessel, before that, Brother Antoninus. Antoninus, of course, Antoninus was the character in Spartacus who was selfless and who put himself on the block for Spartacus. And Spartacus, of course, eventually had to kill him. Interesting. Tony Curtis played him in the movie. And I think that metaphorically is happening in that song, Brother Antoninus. And then home, Steve McFessel, Annie Gallup. All My Lovers, we're late for the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming right back for lots more. We still have more music to go, like a half an hour's worth. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10, online at palouseuu.org.
Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s to over 100. Partly cloudy this evening with overnight lows in Pullman of 58, in Clarkston 65. Sunny again for tomorrow and hotter with highs in the upper 90s to 103 in Lewiston with a chance of thunderstorms Sunday night.
Nathan Rogers, the son of the late Stan Rogers, who's now sort of a folk rocker, and he's pretty clean cut, give or take, and has a good reputation, and he's a good songwriter, he's a good singer. He's a little more on the rock side than Father Stan was, although Stan had some major production in a lot of his recordings. Stan Rogers from Ontario, who was such a great, great songwriter and died in his early 30s in a plane crash. Left us a son, though, Nathan, who writes just as well as he does.
Mm-hmm. burning light of dawn. In the stillness of the morning, he held her close, he kissed her eyes. Under a blanket of living skies, they were lovers all through school. They always were together, and on her hand a golden ring, within which sat forever but a young man's heart is brave. And the same brave boy she wed has gone away in uniform, sleeps in a soldier's bed. Colors of the east, in the blazing light of morning, she dreamed of lands in a sweet sunrise, and him in a land of living skies. So when the reverend came to call, she did not need to answer. She knew he'd met with his demise. To the land of the living skies, she put on her good clothes. She stood out on the rise. She called his name aloud, and these were his replies. There is no more anger here, nor is there cause for mourning. In the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of living skies. Grieve not, for we who live in the amber dawn of morning, in the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies.
It's a hot summer night, 1954, Delphi, Indiana, at the Rexall drugstore. The gridiron king is working late at the soda shop, his high school jacket laying across the ice cream countertop. When she sits down by the jukebox in brand new nylon hose, a high heel tossed indifferently upon a painted toe. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. She tosses back her pretty head, laughs through
baby lips. A child of 15 innocent years, she has never been kissed. And he looks at her and trembles, his gridiron courage crushed. He is afraid to touch her, but he is so in love. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. He puts a nickel in the jukebox. She steps into his arms. They cannot look at each other, but that don't last too long. His class ring on her finger, resplendent in the dark. She marvels at the weight of it on slender hand and heart. And it could have been Marilyn, could have been Jimmy Dean, it could have been you, could have been me. Neon, they dance across the floor. Delphi, Indiana, at the Rexall drugstore.
They neither know of night or day. They night and day pour out their thunder as every ingot rolls away. A dozen more are split asunder. There is a sign beside the gate. 11 days since a manly dying. Now every shift brings fear and hate and shaken men in terror crying. The molten
attendants join the choir and heaven now pass out. the steel mill from your hair. Heap the tables till they're creaking. Do not let terror enter there. And in the hearth, set the glasses
Red Wing Valley. On the engine side, upon my daddy's pony I would ride. Now I work in the city on the factory line, and I sing the Rock of Ages in midnight choir sometimes. In praise or lamentation, peace or desperation, any way I do, I come into the presence of the Lord. In the twilight hour, when the whistle blows, out upon that shotgun street I go, Johnny Walker on the sidewalk, asking for my change, prophesying thunder, and he's sweeping in the rain. In praise or lamentation, peace or desperation, any way I do, I come into the presence of the
peace.
Tracy Grammer from this wonderful, wonderful album, Flowers of Avalon. Oh, my goodness. Heidi's already singing about the highways and freeways. Kaylin Bailey, Kevin Rinker, Brett Charbot, and all these folks that helped on this show. Yes, indeed. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. But that's okay sometimes. See you around now. Bye.
It's just before 2, and The Thistle and Shamrock is next. If you'd like to know what you can hear for the rest of the day on the NPR and Classical Music Service of Northwest Public Radio, head to nwpr.org and click on Schedules and Playlists. Thank you so much for tuning in, and also for your generous financial support, which makes it possible for us to bring you The Thistle and Shamrock. Stay right here with us.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Swilly's Restaurant, now moving to their new location in the Bell Tower on Spring Street. Swilly's will serve signature dishes and desserts, plus new menu items after reopening in early spring. Details to come. Online at swillys.com. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7.